We're back. I'm here once again with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., of course, of the Yardley Institute. Before we go any further, I want to take a second to say thank you for sharing part of your day with us. We know your time is valuable. It's a delight that you're here. Now, headaches, they plague some people. I despise them. I don't get them often, but when I get them, they are brutal. Dr. Yardley, we have one of your patients, Paul, is on the line with us to talk about his headaches and what you did to help him. Paul, welcome to the show. Tell us what you were going through.
I was having really bad headaches, some lower back problems, but the biggest thing, I guess, was my left hip. I had a lot of pain, and that turned into a plantar fasciitis thing in my heel, which the doctors couldn't seem to figure out how to fix. I was taking about 6 ibuprofen a day.
That's a lot.
Just about every day. And I've been listening to Dr. Yardley on the radio, and I finally said, well, you know, nobody else can help. So I went in to see him.
But before you went to the Yardley Institute for care, besides the ibuprofen, what else were you doing to manage the pain, Paul?
Well, I was doing massage. I had been to a fitness therapist and, you know, just trying to figure things out. I'd been going to chiropractor for 30 years, you know, and nobody could seem to get me the relief that I needed long term, and nobody could seem to help the hip.
Okay, so Lee, Paul came to see you, did the initial consultation. What did you find?
Well, we sat down and talked, and we talked about the very things that he's talking about now and, you know, what he'd been doing for it. He'd been going to a chiropractor and massage therapy and some other things. So we ran some testing on him. We ran some metrics to see what was going on, and we found that he was pretty crooked. I mean, he had one leg shorter than the other, one hip higher than the other. He was standing tipped off to the left side. A good-looking guy, but boy, what a mess.
Paul, when they first did the measurements on you at the Yardley Institute, were you surprised by some of the things that they found?
I really wasn't surprised at the leg length. I was surprised at how far my neck was out and how my hips were twisted. That was quite intriguing to me.
You know, Paul, we often talk to people who tell us after they got their first adjustment, they could barely tell that anything happened. It was so gentle. What was it like for you?
Well, you know, I had heard that, you know, it was gentle and it was, you know, you wouldn't really even feel it. But, you know, having gone to other chiropractors, you know, I was expecting the crack and the pop. And it's like, come on now, do something, because I felt nothing.
Right. But let's get to the crux of the matter. What happened a little while after that first adjustment?
Within, I would say, 48 hours, for the first time in probably a year, the hip didn't hurt.
Wow.
He had to have done something because the hip didn't hurt.
Now, Dr. Yardley, is that pretty common? People suffer from chronic pain and then they come and get their first adjustment and then boom, something big changes?
Often that's the case. We seem to be the place of last resort for so many of these people. But and gratefully, a lot of them see changes pretty quickly.
Okay, Paul. So let's go through some of your health conditions and find out how you're doing now. How about those headaches? I know you had them for a long time.
The headaches are pretty much non-existent. I still do get them, you know, but not nearly. You know, I would wake up every morning with a headache, and I'm not doing that anymore. And the lower back pain is gone, and the hip pain is gone.
The hip pain? Now, the hip pain was a big deal. Are you saying that it is completely gone?
The hip pain is entirely gone. I don't suffer from that at all anymore. And it was kind of odd because, you know, you just wake up one day and you go, wow, that doesn't hurt anymore.
All right, let's return to the much despised plantar fasciitis. Now, Dr. Yardley does his work up in the neck area where in the brain-body connection where the head meets the neck. Plantar fasciitis down there at the bottom of your foot. That's quite the distance. Were you surprised how one relieved the other?
You know, after going to Dr. Yardley, nothing really surprises me that it's connected, because there's other things that have changed in my body over the time that I've seen him that I would have never put together either.
And Paul, do I understand that after you'd been going to Dr. Yardley for a while, you eventually convinced your wife that she had ought to go too?
My wife's been dealing with really bad headaches and hip pain and for a long time. And I kept telling her, well, go see Dr. Y. And she just said, no, it'll go away. And yeah, I did. She finally decided to go, and she's getting some good results.
So, Paul, it sounds like everybody in the family is rid of their headaches. That's a good thing.
She'd had them for 35 years. So she'd had them for a long time.
It is a long time. Yeah. And she has a pain tolerance like nobody I've ever seen. And the pain pills don't work on.
Mm. How long have you been married?
33.
They were there before you got married.
Yeah, well, that's what she says. She's nice.
Sounds to me like the quantity of ibuprofen taken daily has dropped precipitously between the two of you.
Well, we used to go to Costco and buy the 1,000-unit model. Between the two of us, we'd go through that in a couple of months.
Mm. Your kidneys are thanking you.
Oh, yes. Yes, my kidneys are thanking me.
So, Paul, what would you tell other people who have been dealing with chronic pain and trying to get rid of it? Would you recommend that they go to the Yardley Institute?
I would absolutely encourage them to go see him. I mean, I just wish I had done it sooner. You live with the pain, and you just to go to Dr. Yardley as a last resort is a sad thing.
Lee, I know you hear that all the time. People come to you and say, I wish I'd come to you sooner.
We do. Yeah, there's a lot of people out there that need to know that.
So maybe you're like Paul. You suffer from some kind of chronic pain, headaches, hip pain, foot pain, back pain. Well, maybe you want to contact the Yardley Institute and find out if you're a candidate for care there with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Okay, we've got more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. next on AM 770 KTTH.